Big Little Bestie. Welcome back to After Bedtime with Big Little Feelings. Oh my God. Today's episode is just like a gaggle of mom friends and dad friends hanging out, chit-chatting, laughing, joy. I just feel like we need a little bit of fun. We need a little bit of joy. So today we're just talking mom trends. Like, we're just here to laugh our ass off for an hour and escape and just have fun. My husband, fan favorite, VP Hype Squad, is here today, and he is mansplaining all of the 2024 mom trends that we love and that men maybe don't understand. Whew, let's talk mom trends.
Besties, you know that After Bedtime, this is a podcast where we navigate the wild world of parenting after our little ones have gone to sleep. But we can't forget our other little babies, our furry little troublemakers, our dogs. I have a little pug. His name is Moki, and we call him Momo, and he really is my number one baby. He was my first child. And at the same time, as much as we love our pets, we know they can get into some trouble sometimes. Let me tell you about a time that my sweet, sweet baby Moki got into a bit of trouble. My one-year-old was just learning how to do solids. He's practicing. I gave him a huge lamb bone. And the baby, being a baby, accidentally dropped it on the floor. And within seconds, I kid you not, I looked over. Before I could grab it, Moki inhaled the lamb bone all 6 inches in a pug down his throat. It was horrifying. We rushed him to an emergency vet, and thankfully, it was a 3-day journey. He is okay, but trust me, the vet bills, they were no joke. Speaking of which, we wanted to share a message from our partner Spot Pet Insurance, because Spot Pet Insurance plans can offer up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. Which sounds like a game changer and something I wish I had on the Moki Lambone fiasco. Honestly, like, it was bad on top of bad when I got the bill. But now, imagine getting up to 90% cash back on that bill. And the Spot Pet Insurance plan offers not only coverage for accidents and illness plans, but an optional preventative care benefit as well to help with the cost for routine wellness, vaccines, and more. And if you catch yourself thinking like, is it expensive? Let me tell you, it is probably less expensive than the unexpected $1,800 vet bill that I got served. Go to spotpetinsurance.com today and get a free quote instantly. It's very easy. Disclaimer, paid ad for Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. If you follow us on Instagram, you know that Moki, my pug, he is my number one baby. He's my firstborn. I love him so much. But if I'm being really, really honest, ever since having kids, he doesn't get the attention that he used to. I do my best, but there's a lot going on. But one thing that makes me feel really good is we recently switched his food to the farmer's dog. And I cannot tell you how happy this little pug is every morning and every night when he's about to eat. Even my husband commented yesterday, he's like, I've never seen Moki prance around so excited. He loves this food. And I've noticed a difference where he does look happier, he has more energy, he just looks like a healthier dog. The farmer's dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and it's made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. Honestly, when you pour it, you can tell how real and how clean this food is. In hindsight now, I can really see how, like, traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed, and they can use so much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they're extremely difficult to portion accurately. And if you're using dry food or like store-bought food, no guilt. I did it for a really long time, but I now notice such a difference since I've switched him. Which is why I'm here sharing the farmer's dog with you so you can incorporate it into your family. And one little detail that I love, it makes life easier, is the Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food, they also send you the right pre-portion size specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This makes it really easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. In fact, dogs at healthy weights can live as much as 16% longer than overweight ones, and that's 2.5 years. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to better breath and even easier digestion and smaller, better poops. Yes, poops matter. A healthy diet isn't just important for humans. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/feelings. Let the Farmer's Dog know that we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
You right on it, into it.
Hey, ladies.
What's up?
I'm so stoked to be back. It's been a while.
We missed you. Welcome
back. I missed you guys. I haven't seen you guys this entire time. I've just been... It's like I don't see you guys unless there's a podcast.
Bestie, I just want you to know that Kristen and Tyler are married.
We are married. We live together. We are married.
We raise children together.
You
know, in the same home.
In the same house. Same kids. Yeah. But it's nice to be back. I'm really excited about it. You guys have got like new headbands on, new year.
Thank you for noticing.
Is that new, Tina?
Yeah, this is new. Okay. And if you want this headband, you can just type into Amazon fake Gucci headband and get a 3-pack for yourself for $12.
Bestie, what I'm looking at is like, frankly, an exquisite headband. Like, I would not know that that's a fake Gucci headband, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
Doesn't that look really refined? Like, she should be on a yacht?
No, it's really nice.
Wow.
Yeah, season 5 of Secession right there.
Yeah,
I saw it. It felt right.
Mine is from Target, obviously. I mean, not that anybody.
It is gorgeous. Like, you have jewels
on
yours.
With like black jewels on it. Yeah. I really like it. They're both, and they both have this little top knot. That's like the thing going on, I guess. Is that on trend?
This is why you're here.
Is that on trend? Is that a mom trend?
Spent 2 minutes complimenting our headbands, you know?
I like them.
Are you really going to mansplain? Because are you really a mansplainer? Like, I feel like that's why you add so much to the podcast. And the besties really love you. A lot of people say you have John Krasinski. Am I saying his name right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
A lot of people say you have his voice.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's a big one.
I've known you for years, and it's just clicking now. That's wild.
I don't hear it, but maybe I don't know his voice well enough.
I also, like, you can't hear your own voice. Now that you know what I mean? Anytime you, like, record yourself and you hear it, you're like, ugh.
Now I kind of can't unhear it now that you say that. Number two is you don't mansplain us. Oh, yeah.
Which I love about you.
I just like to observe. I just absorb what's going on in the momsphere, and then I explain it to you.
I think...
But so it's not mansplaining. It's like describing the situation for you.
I think what it actually is, because now that I think of it, when we go to couples therapy, we do talk about how you need to listen more and you need to validate more. We both do, by the way. Actually, I do too. I think it's more that you're like the most supportive person on earth. So like... A mom, especially for the moms, because you just think moms and like we are like rock stars and superheroes. Like we could do the most minuscule things and you're just like, oh my God, you did that, you know? Like,
I'm just mostly impressed at all times.
That's it.
I think that's what
supportive
it is.
It's because
I'm like, man, I could not do that.
Yeah. Kristen, you know what you sounded thing, like though?
What?
You sounded like a boomer mom just watching any dad do anything. Just be like, oh, wow.
Totally.
Look at you holding that baby.
Yeah.
And they're just like, wait, holding my child? Like, yes.
I agree. I think Tyler is for the moms what like all of society is for dads, you know? Yeah, like when dads brush a child's hair and they're like, oh my God, you're such a good dad. I can't believe you brush their hair. Or they like take them to the park and they're on their phone the whole time, like, oh my God, you took your kid to the park today. Holy shit. But you do that for us, you know?
Exactly.
And we should all be just be doing it
we
for
need
each
that.
Other.
Yeah.
It's like a great.
I think you guys all need to be doing it. All
More
moms just need to support all moms.
Yeah.
That's what
right.
I say.
Right. Well, and also, I mean, everybody on earth just supports us moms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of moms, can we just dive into these trends? Because you know I'm not up on the trends, so I'm so curious what's going to happen here.
I'm curious of like what's real life and what is Instagram? Like what's trendy?
So I don't. By the way, I think I put together this list. So when I say mom trends, take that with a grain of salt, because like I'm just going with what I'm obsessed with. Honestly,
take it like with a chunk
of
salt.
You're pretty tuned in. You always know the viral sunscreens and stuff, so I trust you.
Viral sunscreens.
It's so true. If I know nothing else, it's viral sunscreens.
I
should have put sunscreen on here. Oh shit.
Okay, we still can't. It's not too late. Let's go.
All right, bestie. Let's do this.
Okay, we're big believers that small, easy changes can have big results, and that goes for your skincare routine too. These days, it's so confusing to know what product works for this and that and which work together in what order, so I'm just going to make it easy for you. The Work System from Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, it's high-end skincare that's affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, by the way, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I do not have time to remember a 10-step routine. The Work System is everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Plus, with spring and summer around the corner, I love anything with sunscreen. Their Tinted Glow Wonder Screen with SPF 30 just came out in new shades, and it's amazing. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Dimebeautyco.com. It's about time you've checked out Dime.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we're not going to start with sunscreen, but honestly, the best sunscreen is what? Go ahead.
I don't remember.
You for
no,
a
I like the one.
We all depend on me for this, right? You even take
Kristen,
my sunscreen,
you know
I think.
I panic under pressure.
Okay.
It's the go play one, right? Is that what it's called?
Super Goop.
Super Goop.
I was going to say
Goop. The best.
I was going to say, yeah.
It's like a deodorant
stick. We're not sponsored
stick.
By this, by no. the way, but we should be because it's the best, you know?
It's like a deodorant stick for your face, and it's so easy
to
use.
It's so easy. What's the other one, though? What am I missing? What are the
I
ones
like the
we
one
use
with
for?
The
oh, Tubby Todd.
On it.
Tubby Todd is good, too, for the kids. If you really want a mineral, like just a straight up mineral, Tubby Todd all the way.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the trends now.
Let's say it.
Okay.
Ready.
Take this with a grain of salt. Again, I put this together and I and like very rude people on the internet don't think I have like, I'm not like fashionable or like on trend, but for some reason I do follow the ones that work for me and I become obsessive. You know what I mean? So that's what I put on this list is like the things that work for me that I think most moms right now, if they kind of like what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we get carried away by trends, if you will, but what's the word I'm looking for?
It's like a trend spiral. I feel like right now, like,
moms
go nuts these days if there's a trend. Like, there's, like, reels and memes, and, like, if it's trendy, then you're going to know about it.
What's a better word for spiral, though? I'm called, like, latching on. What's the better word?
I was going to say swept away, and that's not better.
God, what's up? Okay.
Enmeshment.
I like it.
Enlightened by trends?
I like it.
I like having it. All right. Number one on the list is obvious. Stanley Cups, go.
Stanley Cups.
It's definitely Stanley Cups. That's the number one mom trend.
I now own one.
Do you have one now?
I think you sent it to me. I'm going to be honest. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's because you sent it to me. But yes, now I do have one. Have I used it? No. Not yet.
Dina does not follow. You don't follow trends. Yeah. I feel like in a good way. Like you just, you know, like everything will come back around. The side bangs, the leggings outfit. Exactly. Like, there's no need to shake things up. And I feel like that's correct.
I'm just
going to
stay
wrong.
Comfortable.
You stay you.
I just stay me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really But don't. I love watching the trends for everyone else. Stanley Cups has been a joy to watch.
Okay.
They're gigantic.
No, they're so big. I love the reels about like people will use like a 5-gallon jug and put a handle on it with a straw. Love it.
I saw the trash bin one recently.
Yeah.
With a rake as the straw.
That's so good. Love that. No, I get it, though. Like, I used one for the first time yesterday. Like, surprise, guys. Yeah. You know why? It fits in the cup holder.
Did you do that because you knew you were coming on this podcast?
No, really, I didn't. I needed something to put my tea in.
Oh, God.
Okay, you bring up a very good point.
Road tea.
The cup holder.
Cup holder.
Huh.
Okay.
I might use one now.
Weight distribution is unparalleled.
No, okay? I don't like it.
Wow.
I don't like any of the ergonomics. I literally just used it for the cup holder.
Okay.
Listen, I am another brand name one that is a large bottle mm-hmm. with a little sippy cap on it. Love that. I don't know if I can name it. Can I name it? It's Yeti.
We're not
I
use sponsored.
Yeti. Okay.
we are, it's
Yeti.
But we're not.
I like a large Yeti because I love to hydrate all day, and it has a little sippy cap on the top of it. Love it. But it just doesn't fit in a cup holder.
Well, I think, first of all water bottles, correct me if I'm wrong, are because we like to hydrate all day.
No, not true. Moms be loading it up with like diet soda all day.
No, they do not.
Mine's a green juice if I had
See?
One.
See? I feel like Stanley's are not water-based.
What? That's yeah. not. Huh. We're going to put a poll on our page because that's 100%.
What do you put in your Stanley untrue. Cup? Because it's not water.
It's for sure water.
It's water.
There's nothing but water.
I would
water.
Say like only 50% it's of moms too big are using for wine. It for water.
It's too big for juice. It's too big for any other
you
beverage.
Put an herbal tea. You Absolutely put some, not. I see people loading them up with Diet Cokes.
Ooh, nobody is putting a diet. Time. I'm going to say no.
We need a poll.
You're wrong. You're vetoed and you're
wrong. I'm so right. This is where the mansplaining comes in.
It's happening right now.
I'm feeling it in my bones. We're going to put a poll up, but I really do want to get into what you said before that, because I feel like that's the biggest distinction. Why do men want things to be hard? Like, why do you want your water bottle to have a twist off cap, and it needs to be so inconvenient, like really big, bulky, and have a twist off every time you take a sip of water? That's what the men use. And women, we like it to fit in the cup holder. And when you need a sip of water, you just take a little sip out of it.
That's ready. The point. You're taking little teeny sips. You're taking little
No, you take a big, little sips. You take a big, so no. a man mm-hmm. likes to, you open it up.
I want to be overwhelmed by my water intake.
I don't.
I do not feel like I'm being hydrated unless it's like, I feel like I'm drowning.
I think that's a bad thing.
I think it is.
Okay.
I think it is.
Dina, how do you like your water? I know the answer to this. It's so obscure. It's so obscure. And it is so specific.
I like... I can't even say it. I'm so ridiculous. I like my water out of a green glass water bottle that I carry around at all moments with me, just like this one
She's
that I'm holding
it
here. It was behind a pillow. Surprise. I've got it with
He's
me.
He's like hiding it away.
You didn't see it. You thought I didn't have it. I have it.
And the preferred temperature is, this is the part that kills me,
just neutral. Room
neutral
temp.
Temperature.
Yeah. Room temp.
That's wild. Yeah.
Lukewarm.
Not an ice cube.
Please inside. Never ice.
Never.
Never.
Yeah. Wild, right?
That's like half European over here.
Yeah, and I just refill Not this. I have a filtered water thing at my house. I just refill it all day.
You don't even buy a new one?
I do every few days.
Okay.
And then I recycle this bottle.
Okay.
Because I love the earth. And, you know, that's where I'm at.
I feel like that's such a dangerous game to have a glass water bottle.
Tyler, when we go on like airplanes, you know, and she has a glass water bottle and a coffee cup with no lid, like there's no lid on the coffee and you know, and there's just like, and usually, by the way, I think the glass water bottle has no lid a lot of the times, by the way, it's just open.
Yeah, I lose them most often.
it's just so risky.
People think that I'm like a very type A organized, like uptight if things aren't clean and I don't have the top. No. This is where I'm very confusing. Like I like things a very specific way, but that also means no top on the water bottle is how I like
Chaos.
It.
Chaos.
Yeah.
It's and the glass also part just that does it for me. It's the glass part that does it. I would, there would be so many shards of glass in my house if I had one of those.
Oh, ask my 3-year-old. He sees it. He's like, do you remember when you dropped it getting out of the car? I'm like, I sure do, honey. That took a lot of cleaning to clean up. A lot of work.
Okay, the next trend is something I'm wearing right now. Listener, you can't see it, but I'm wearing a neutral colored sweatsuit.
You look cute.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like it's not about the looks. It's about the feel of wearing a sweatsuit all day.
Go ahead.
I get it from the comfort aspect, but you definitely have to have a little ego death to like wear it out of the house all
For
day.
For sure. It took me like 3 months to actually wear it outside of the house once
Truly,
I purchased
like,
the neutral sweatsuit.
So embarrassing to wear a sweatsuit out in public, but like the comfort level definitely like helps even it out.
You're more into sweatsuits these days as well, as somebody who used to wear jeans inside the house.
Oh, wow.
Until he would go to bed.
Oh, mostly because I'm just lazy. And like the act of like changing when I get home, I can't do it. I saw this new article about how like people change their clothes immediately when they get home.
Of course.
Like germ stuff, even though it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
I was like, I get that. But like, I'm just the effort. To change my pants when I get home?
I don't do that. Do you do that?
Yeah, I absolutely do that.
Wow.
Yeah, no. And also, people think we're very different people than we are. People think I'm like a mess, and I am. When it comes to my clothes, though, I am not rewearing the same thing two times. Like, you know, if we're on a trip or something, Dina will just pack like, never. And like, I'm not wearing something for more than like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. Like, I'm slipping into the next thing.
I do have one boundary.
Okay.
You can't wear clothes into the bed. Like if those clothes left the house if they sat in the car one time, you can't get
What are we, monsters?
Yeah.
What are we, monsters?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I get that one for sure.
So neutral sweatsuits. This is something that people do wear out of the house though, is what I'm saying. Like the trend is we're all at school drop off, school pickup. Thank you to all the moms who made this possible, because when I see them wearing the neutral sweatsuit, the mini Uggs, and then maybe like a teddy bear coat, I'm like, damn, that looks good. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I don't know that I look like that, you know? Like, I don't know if it translates directly.
I think they have
a blowout.
Because I've seen you at drop-off.
Really?
And you look like that.
I feel like I don't look like that at drop-off. Like a real stressful time, you know? We're all just running in, running out.
I am into sweatsuits these days, but I got to tell you, I can't pull off neutral. There's just too many stains in my daily life. I got to go real dark, real dark. Although I'm rocking listeners some purple sweatpants right now.
Yeah. And
I just love them. I'm all about purple sweatpants these days.
Technically, I think a lot of listeners might remember them from your Lavender Fairy costume. Are those the sweatsuit?
No, these are the sweatpants from the Lavender costume. Great eye, because I bought them. I wore them for Halloween and I'm like...
Because you were a Lavender Fairy with our daughter.
Yeah, I was
a Lavender Fairy.
It was amazing. And I was just like, I'm just going to keep rocking these. They're super comfortable. I love the color. I get compliments all the time on them. It makes me feel great. I get gassed up every time I wear them.
You love an external validation.
I love an external validation.
You indeed. God, live for that.
Love it. For that. If you see me on the streets, give me a compliment.
I need it. I really do.
Complete my day. Give me a compliment.
I like that your Stanley Cup matches. You have a lavender Stanley Cup at the same time. I do.
It's so serendipitous. So we had that in the cabinet. I didn't even realize it until later. But
what
listeners, I have a lavender Stanley Cup to match my lavender pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll be in black leggings. Moving on.
Yeah, with your glass watch. I'm sorry. So are we all approving this? I think everybody in this room does not really love a sweatsuit trend, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's 100% from the group. I love a sweatsuit. It's worth the embarrassment.
Yeah. But I'm going to wear this forever now. Like the trend will go away, but I'm never not going to wear a sweatsuit now because I put it on and I like it.
Listen, I like the top.
Okay.
I can't get down with the sweatpant for some reason. And I think it's because it takes me back to high school when that was cool.
Oh,
and you had to roll it. You had to pull the bottoms up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had a tank top.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I just can't go back there.
That's fair. But I think that the youths are wearing these right now too, you know, like, and that for me is a touch too far.
That's your validation.
No, no, you're not wrong. I wish that were not true, but you're absolutely right. I saw like a gaggle of middle schoolers at a Chipotle. And like, by the way, there's nothing more terrifying than seeing a bunch of like preteens in the wild all together. There's just nothing scarier. Like nothing is going to spike
so
my
much
cortisol.
Judgment.
Whew. And every single one of them was not only wearing the exact neutral sweatsuit I was wearing, but then what we're going to get into next, which is the high Nike socks.
Yep.
And then they had the Nike high tops that I just bought. And I wish I was horrified, but everything in me was just like, oh my God, I'm cool.
You were just like I'm yes, I'm so cool. Ooh, oh my God.
Still got it.
You know what? You always were the cool one in high school. So this feels right.
I was just the weird one. That never was there.
Because you're in detention.
Yeah, I was in detention. The next one is not Nike socks, but we will get there. The next one is microdosing. I feel microdosing is huge in the mom world.
That
right
one
now.
Really came out of nowhere, I feel like.
Where did
moms
it come
were
from?
Just like chilling with some wine, and then all of a sudden they were like, you know what? Mushrooms.
Yeah. just a
little bit
dose.
Just a little bit.
I don't think I know enough about microdosing to weigh in here. I just wanted to note the trend.
There was definitely a period of time when I was getting served like a million microdosing ads. And I'm like, how is this legit? Like, are we selling mushrooms online now? Like,
where
what
do
is
people
this?
Even, that's where I
where
am.
Do you
like,
get
where
do mushrooms?
You, I don't even leave my, can you get it at Whole Foods? Like, where are we going? You know what I mean? Like,
and you just take like a little bit?
I don't know.
Are there pills?
About it.
Like,
I don't know enough about it.
I mean, the people that like it, like really like it, I guess.
Dina's silent over here. I don't think you microdose, but you're acting like with the look on your face.
I'm just staying silent. I'm just listening and observing. Uh-huh. I'm thinking. Uh-huh. I'm just taking it all in. This is a trend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's for some people. It's not for others.
It's very.
Thank you for adding that.
I nailed it. That was a real value add.
Value add.
Okay, Taylor Swift. Is Taylor Swift a mom trend, or is this just a trend? It's just a trend for everyone. Taylor Swift and the football guy. What's his name?
Travis Kelce. Is it Travis or is it the other one? There's two of them.
I don't know.
Dina, do you know
those are the brothers, the Kelce brothers?
Yeah, but which one's which?
It's Travis, right?
Travis. Okay. We'll go with Travis. Yeah. Okay. We're just going to call him football guy. Taylor Swift, everybody trend, but specifically moms. I feel like moms like really, and I don't know if it's because moms were fans before, but boy, are they fans now. Like, woof.
You know what it is?
What?
For me, because I'm somewhat of a stan, but not like a huge stan, which is she's such a good role model. I think that's what it is for the moms, right? Where it's
big time.
I used to be into a lot of things and like, my kids cannot view those things with me. You know what I mean? Like, we got to put those
those
away.
Those are in a little box in the closet.
2005 is not
talking
what
like
we're
talking
like
Mickey Avalon.
You know. Oh, wow. Wow.
Did I just like
that
an explode
deep,
of memory for you?
Wow. We were not ready for that. There.
Mickey Avalon, call me Mr. Right.
That is, if anybody is listening to this pod and gets it, then
you get it.
We're in therapy right now.
So, anyways,
I feel like that's what it is that like we loved it. We've loved it for like decades now, or how long has she been around? She's not even that old. We've loved it for like a decade, and now we can actually share it with our kids because she's like this strong female. They can go to her concerts and you know, like it's appropriate.
I think it's two parts. I think moms of any age treat Taylor Swift like a family member. Like for the moms our age, it's like, ooh, this is like my cool sister. Mm. Love it. Love you, girl. And then the older moms are like, that's my daughter. Substitute for my daughter. Travis Kelce, substitute for my son. I just love seeing them in a healthy relationship. Huh. I support it. Feels familial.
That's an interesting perspective. Dina, you don't care at all about Taylor Swift, right?
Not even a little bit.
This is an interesting episode for you. It's really solidifying what we knew, which is like Dina does not care about trends.
No, Dina's just living her life.
Yeah,
listen, I read an article on this yesterday, but the article that I read was about how Travis is being compared to a golden retriever.
Okay,
that's the new thing is golden retriever boyfriend.
Exactly.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah. No, someone was like, you guys are just like giving a name to just like guys being nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. That he's like a fun, happy, like not a ton of drama. Like he's not going to do anything terrible.
Okay.
He's a golden retriever.
In a good way, right?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I love a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Isn't this good?
Well, it's a good thing.
They're both kind of golden retrievers.
No, but like the thing is like, if you have to categorize it as like something like that should just be standard in life, it's kind of messed up.
Right. Because he's just like nice and reliable.
He's just a nice guy. And people are like, wow, what is this? A nice guy that's like reliable, has a good job. Like,
Okay. Well, I'm happy for them. That's all I have.
I'm really stoked for them. Like, it's nice. Have a good, stable relationship, you guys. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I hope it does.
Yeah.
I do too.
People care a lot. People care a lot.
I don't care that much. I like to see people happy. This is my big thing.
I love that.
You know?
Good for you.
We need more of that.
Yeah. More of that on the internet, maybe. Yeah. You know?
Oh, well, you guys are happy. That's great. Good job.
Okay. We're getting to the end here. Small sunglasses, you know? I mean, this isn't just a mom trend, but the moms are going that way.
Hate them.
Hey, even small like cat eyes, like the ones that I'm trying, that I've been obsessed with for like a year that you know.
Oh, I do. You and I just shout out to Alexia on Real Housewives of Miami, whose sunglass game is always on point. Shout out to her and only her.
We say that only because every time we watch The Housewives of Miami together, I make you, my husband, try to Google what sunglasses she's wearing. We never find them.
Never.
We never find them.
Unknown.
Okay, so you as a man are okay with cat eye like the cat eye look.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Hmm.
But you're a hard no on small sunglasses.
Hard no on small sunglasses.
Like, 90s, what's the point? Y2K.
Mm-hmm. Matrix.
I don't get it.
Yeah, Matrix. Dina?
I love a cat eye.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been able to participate comfortably in the other one, the small one. I feel like the Hadids, did they start that one?
The Kardashians did that? Hadid? Maybe Hadids were first, though. Maybe
no,
you're right.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Okay. I haven't seen you wear them, actually.
You don't have many ones.
You have cat eyes. You look great in a cat eye.
I feel like I've tried for a year to find smaller ones because I'm a trend bitch. So I just keep trying and trying and trying, and it doesn't work, you know? And half of me is like, I'm too big for this. And then the other half of me is like, I'm too old for this, you know? And then most of me is like, F that. You should wear what you want.
Yeah.
But I think I just maybe don't like them like you guys don't like them.
Do you remember in high school when we'd go tanning in tanning booths and you had those little teeny goggles?
That's what those remind me of. They're like suntan goggles.
We should just bring those back. Just bring those back.
I just imagine you in those.
The singular Playboy bunny or heart that you put on your hip. Just horrified at how much skin cancer that caused.
You had to get it done before the Mickey Avalon concert.
Okay, this is the last one. This is the last trend. I swear to God, we got to wrap it up. Okay, very quickly before we go into like a little game, tube socks.
Oh, I met a girlfriend for coffee yesterday. She is a mom.
Okay.
And she had these on and I looked down and I was like, that's an interesting look with your socks over your leggings.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, I think I need to try this.
Oh, you're going to do it?
That one got me. I was like,
huh. The one that got you.
Dina.
I would like to try that.
I think you could do it.
Thanks.
I think you could do it. Approved.
Thanks for believing in me.
Tyler, what do you think about tube socks on women?
You know, if it makes you happy, I don't really care for it.
This is why you're invited, because most women would be like, ugly. Ooh, you know, you're invited.
I'm not going to do it like over my sweatpants.
But over your lavender sweatpants.
But I mean, if it makes you happy, go for it.
I'm just going to say this, though. I feel like you're inching towards every mom trend because you are wearing a sweatsuit.
Uh-oh.
You have a Stanley Cup.
Uh-oh.
All you really need are cat eye sunglasses and some tube socks, and you're there. Today.
I just ordered you some right now while I was sitting here.
Did it.
They're on the way.
Okay, we're going to do the quickest rapid fire trend game in the world.
Let's do it. This
is Glamour Magazine 2024 trends. Now, this is not for moms. This is just trends in general.
Okay.
But that's kind of what the moms are picking up on anyways, okay?
The moms are going to do it no matter what.
We're going to put our own spin on it.
You're going to do it.
We're going to put our own lazy, like, hack spin on it. You know what I mean?
We're tired.
The lazy spin.
We're tired, but we're going to try.
That's
like, if there's a sweatsuit,
we
want to
have fun
do
too.
It. Okay? All right, the first trend is bows.
What's like a bow?
A bow on what?
Bow on your head?
You know how right now the trend is a lot of celebrities, like there's like a ponytail and they're wearing like a big bow.
Stop
right?
it. I would love.
Okay.
So we're saying JoJo Siwa's on trend.
Not quite. More like old-timey bow, like in your hair.
Guys, I'm growing my hair out just so I can do a pony with a bow.
Look at your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, Dina approves. Tyler?
I'm just confused on that one.
Okay.
Next.
Next trend in 2024, sequined everything.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm a big fan of that. I like shiny stuff, so I approve.
Approved? I'm just trying to think. So sequin black leggings
everything.
Or how does that
sequin everything? Gut instinct, go.
No.
You birthed that no out, didn't you?
So like, I'm trying.
I want to.
I'm here for the sequined everything. I'll do it. Let's do
it. I can see you doing it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Okay, prep school. We're talking like a little sweater with a little, what's that thing called?
The crest.
Kind of like preppy, like a collared
logo.
Shirt. That's the kind of look we're looking at here.
I thought you meant prep school. General. Like school.
Are you going to pay for private
Are
school?
Are you a fan of private Listen. School?
Okay.
I would love to. I see it in my mind.
Okay.
I see how cute I would look.
Sure.
And I don't have the energy to go execute this, I think is what's going to happen.
It's a no.
It's prep a wannabe yes.
Okay.
It's giving Gossip Girl.
Yes.
And
I like
I'm
that.
A pass.
You're a pass?
I'm a pass.
I'm going to pass because I can't go back there. I'm not there. I'm at sweatsuits and I'm not going back to school.
It feels
it was not
very
a good time for me.
Formal.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I thrive in school.
You love a lacrosse.
Love
like,
it.
What are those? What were
Lacoste?
Those? Those collared
I
shirts.
Could do
you
all
could
that.
Be in the front.
You were like
row.
One of the pop collar kids.
I just love school.
Yeah,
like school. That's I processed this in therapy recently. I love the validation, right? So I love getting a paperback. I love seeing that I did well. Just keep me going.
Talking to two delinquents over here.
Big time.
Yeah, you guys are not resonating.
Weird. Your eyes are rolling back. Not glazing connecting.
Over. Okay. I'm never going back. So sweatsuits forever. C-suite chic. I'm showing a picture of kind of like a blazer where women empower, power suits.
I got to say, I'm not a fan of the formality of this one in the prep school. However, big fan of shoulder pads.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Bring that back.
I was not expecting that.
Bring back Christina Applegate and don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. Every outfit Christina Applegate wears in that movie,
yes,
phenomenal. Bring
from
that back.
Your mouth to God's ears.
I hope so. Yes. I hope so.
I'm impressed right now. You should lead the trends for 2024.
Yeah. Wow.
Pretty much anything Christina Applegate did in the 80s.
Anything she's ever done. Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Queen. Dina, C-suite chic, power suits.
Yeah, I think blazers. Yes.
Me too. I mean, I feel like maybe I was ahead of the trend on this one.
I was going to say that.
And the sequins, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I love a sequin and I love a power suit. And then a sweatsuit, you know?
Sweatsuit in the evening.
High love. You do have a combo. You basically wore a sequin sweatsuit on To Watch What Happens
Live.
Oh, my God.
It was
basically a sequin sweatsuit.
I've never put something on my body that I felt more comfortable in than that sweatsuit that was covered in sequins.
Beautifully outrageous.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really where I thrive, you know? Yeah. 2024. This is the last trend, Glamour Magazine. Are you guys ready for this?
No.
Maybe.
Extra large bags.
What?
Wow. That came out of left field because like teeny tiny backpacks were so trendy for like years. The little miniature backpacks.
And like a little miniature little purse, you know, that holds nothing. But like we're going extra.
It was miniature like 2 years ago. Yeah,
it's working
moms
in our favor.
Love a big bag.
We have to. How many snacks
I could fit in there?
Love
how many diapers? Spare clothes?
Everything you need?
Water bottles?
Yeah.
Glass ones?
Extra large bag with my sweatsuit.
Wait a minute. I think I have one right there. Look at how gigantic that is.
Let me see this picture. Let me see the picture of it. A Sherpa bag.
From Target.
It looks like Dina's Sherpa bag, but in blue.
That's a big bag. Yep.
Approve?
Approve.
Approve.
Big yes.
Cool.
Big bag, big yes.
This has been great. I mean, I have a lot of ideas for how I'm going to show up in 2024.
Sweatsuit.
This is our year.
Sweatsuit with shoulder pads and a large bag.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm showing up next time with a huge bow on my head.
Oh my God, I can't wait. And Tyler will have tube socks and I'm just going to stay in this for the rest of the year.
I like it. Yeah, I probably will have tube socks next time.
I know you will.
We're not
inching your way in.
We're not going to lie.
We all know it.
It's happening. It's happening.
Should we do some questions now?
Yes. Yeah, let's do some questions.
Let's dive in.
Love the questions.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Alrighty, team. First question is a fun one.
Love a fun question.
Fun one. Are you guys fun?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I attempt it, but
yeah, I'm fine. Okay, well, this is from Melanie, and it's
Melanie.
Hello, Melanie. Thank you for being here.
Tina's like the teacher in your elementary school that's like, okay, yep.
I'm gonna take a deep breath. Melanie.
Okay, all right.
Not taking it personally.
Okay. What do you guys like to have fun?
Hard time.
This is serious. Okay, the question is F, marry, kill Mauricio from Beverly Hills.
Ooh.
Right? We're talking about housewives now.
Oh, God.
Todd from Atlanta.
Mm.
Terry from the OC.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to let you guys go first.
Wow. First of all, since you don't watch this, right?
I do know these people.
Okay.
I know enough and have seen enough. I could weigh in, but I'm going to let you go first.
This or do is
you
all want me shifted to go first? This year, yeah. Right? I mean, 2023 us would have had a very different answer.
Yeah. I'm gonna marry Terry. He seems so stable. I could use that in my life.
I'm like this one over here.
So like I said, they're married.
Okay, we're marrying Terry. Yes.
Marrying Terry.
Yeah.
We're effing Mauricio.
Okay.
Is this a joint decision happening?
Actually, no.
This is just Tyler. Okay, this is just Tyler.
I think we're effing Todd and we're killing Mauricio these days.
Oh, wow. How can you not kill Mauricio? No offense. Sorry, Mauricio.
Honestly,
you're probably
Mauricio,
having a hard time. So
you're, it seems like you're having a time, but just listen to Kyle. Listen to her. Validate her.
The tattoos.
Let her have tattoos. Why do you think you even have an opinion on that?
Oh, her, it's her body.
Her body.
Cringe. People talk about cringe.
That's cringe.
Whew.
That's cringe.
Okay. Yeah, I think we don't have a choice.
I think that's where we're at.
I don't really want to F Todd, though. No offense.
I mean, you
sorry,
have
Todd.
To.
I feel, I'm apologizing to everyone, even though
Todd, we're doing it. Sorry, bud.
Okay.
Don't want to, but we're doing it. It's the rules. Rules of the game. Sorry, bud.
You got to pick one.
You got to pick somebody.
You guys are good sports.
I'm not going to pull. Some of these housewives are like, I'm not going to say anybody.
I would never, because my husband's sitting
my
here.
My husband's here, and I'm not effing anybody. And I'm like, buckle up, Todd. It's the rules. I'm dying.
Wear your tube socks, Todd.
Put your tube socks on, Todd.
It's the rules.
Sorry to my husband, Terry.
I'm going to be my chance. Oh,
I don't know if either of us have a better answer for that.
I think we just need to leave that be.
Yep. I think that's the
just
best answer.
Touch
be.
That.
Yeah.
Leave
I think
be.
And I think that's the collective consensus.
Yeah. I think so.
So,
yes.
Yeah, you answered
we're all
it.
In agreement.
Okay. Nothing more to add.
Nope.
Okay, next question is from Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, Janice. Hey, girl. My toddler said, I hate you. For the first time ever, I was stunned. He was already mid-tantrum because I wouldn't let him touch the glass vase in the store we were in. But then he leveled up with I hate you, and I didn't really know what to say, so I just sort of said, that hurts my feelings. Please help with this new chapter of parenthood.
Mm.
God, that hurts.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yep.
That's like a milestone.
It is.
First, I hate
the
you.
It's one of the saddest milestones.
Yeah. I don't think all kids do that milestone this young either, though, I may say. Like, one of our kids, you know, is older and would never, and then the other one started real young with that, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a personality thing.
Yeah.
I got a version of it about 3 weeks ago, actually, for the first time, and it was mid-tantrum as well, and he was like, I don't like you, I only love daddy. And I was like, oh, okay.
No.
But it's
like,
okay.
We're playing this game? We're doing this?
Right, but the vibe of it is, and this goes back to the question, they don't hate you. They're actually just really mad at you most of the time. It's really about getting away from the whole I hate you and not getting stuck in it and just go under that. They're really mad, you know?
Yeah. It's a new time for them, and like they're just trying to figure out the words to convey their anger, and that's okay. That's just part of it. And yeah, dive in, see what's going on, because there's usually more there than that. And they're just figuring out their words.
Right. But in the moment, it's hard not to have a big reaction because as adults, our adult brain goes, oh, my God, that's a really serious thing to say. And then we panic or we get really mad and then we explode. And that doesn't really help either. And what we can do, though, is just try not to take it personally. Remember that when your kid or any human is 10 out of 10 emotional escalated, you can't really have a rational conversation. So it's about writing it out, making sure everyone's safe, getting through that big intense moment. And then when things are calm, we're going to get under it. We're going to say, hey, I heard you say this earlier. And to me, it sounds like you were really, really mad, and try to get under it. Like, what was going on? And then we can help them find language to express what they were feeling.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes kids are just trying to find the words that match how angry they feel, right? And so they can't, you know, every day in, day out, they're crying or they're tantruming or they're doing whatever it is. And it's like, how do I get someone to understand this isn't like that? This is really bad. Like, I'm really mad about this, right? So they're trying. And I feel like it helps to just kind of level with them and validate that, you know, instead of really hitting head on, like, I hate you, and matching that or taking that literally. What we're really trying to do in that moment is understand and validate, you're feeling really mad right now. Does that feel right? Like, this feels big mad, right? You know, and just really trying to give them that language outside of just how, like, how hurtful can I go, you know, and or how big can I go with this language?
Don't take it personally in the moment. That's the hard part. It's not internalizing that. But if you can not take it personally, dive into it later, try to understand the feelings, then you'll be better off.
Okay, last question, friends. Noah would like to know.
Hi, Noah.
Oh my God.
It's happening again.
I like to greet them.
Okay, it's happening again.
Okay.
Noah says, I have a three-year-old who is withholding poop recently. We've already been to the pediatrician. They okayed everything. What do you do when your toddler is constipated?
I'm going to take this one.
Okay, yeah. Because we had this.
We
and
had
it was
this.
Hard.
And it was like hard until we figured this out. So poop sad. Chocolates.
Go ahead.
Poop chocolates. Do you know this, Dina?
Yeah.
You know poop chocolates?
Love a poop chocolate.
It's in our literal potty course.
Oh, well, like, that's perfect.
We did this before. We had a potty course, you and I, but it's actually in our potty course.
So,
the recipe. Go ahead.
What you want to do is 50-50, melt up some coconut oil and some just regular chocolate, whatever chocolate you like. Mix it up 50-50, melt it down, put it into like a little tray, like little shapes tray that you can get on Amazon, super cheap, like little silicone trays. Pour your mixture in there, and then you have like these fun little chocolates to eat. Give them two or three a day. Actually, I would recommend just the morning because you don't want any issues at night. So some poop chocolates in the morning. Give them those, loosen them up, and they're good to go.
So the oil, anything with like fatty, coconut oil, avocado.
And you can use like, you can make your like own little fruit snacks or whatever, but you just put it in the freezer. It'll harden up. Just something mixed with half coconut oil and you're golden.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a healthy fat, so get things moving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, I love that one. I've used that before.
Okay, on that note, I think that's all the time we have, you guys. I could talk about trends forever.
Me too. That was
fun. I'm a big
trends
fan. I really like it. I could talk a lot more.
Yeah. Do we want to pick this back up tomorrow, like internally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to text you guys later.
Okay. Yeah, put it on the group thread.
Well, on that note, I'm glad to have joined you guys.
Yeah, I'm so glad you were here.
This is fun. Hey. Besties, I'm so excited to be back for
a
little bit.
Besties. We'll see you next week. Will Tyler be joining us? Yes, no. I don't know.
I hope yes.
I hope so.
We missed you.
All right, besties. We'll see you next week.
See you soon.
Bye.
If you are struggling with toddler or preschooler tantrums, pushback, discipline, picky eating, just all the confusing things, this podcast, we can only scratch the surface. If you need help, our course, Winning the Toddler Stage, is here to help. It is aptly nicknamed the Toddler Manual because it truly has every single thing you could possibly struggle with under the sun between the ages of 1 and 6 within one course. We're not going to do a bunch of workshops. You have to buy the sleep guide and the picky eating guide and the this guide and the that guide. No, everything you could possibly need for ages 1 through 6 is all in this one course. We were never meant to do this parenting thing alone. You deserve to have help. We are here for you. You can find that course at biglittlefeelings.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Big Little Feelings. We give free tips every single day. They might change your life with one free tip.
Thank you so much for being here with us. This has been an Odyssey production, executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, produced by Daniela Silva, edited by Bob Tabador, and theme music composed by Liz Full. Then studio lighting designed by Shane Sackett and designed by Jackie Shearman. Special thanks to Odyssey Executive Vice President and Head of Podcasts, Jenna Weiss-Berman. And thank you for being here with us. We can't wait till next week.